Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is your favorite podcast, Paranormal Watchtower, with Brandon and Ray. We're here to dive into the Winchester Mystery House. First, we're going to give you a little bit of history and what brings all this creepy stuff to life and tell you some of the ghosts that have been sighted and heard there. I think first we're going to open it up with Ray, and he's going to give you a quick history on the building itself and where these stories originated from.
I mean, the story of Sarah Winchester is pretty sad. Like, I knew the roundabout story of it, but digging into it for this podcast, like, holy crap.
There's all sorts of weird things that happened with her. I think she was ill in some way, wasn't she, at some point towards the end?
It's kind of like almost her whole family had some kind of something or another going on.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you want to go over some of the quick stats and stuff for everybody so that they know what we're talking about. Those of you who have never heard of the Winchester Mystery House.
Yeah. Well, first off, we got to talk about Sarah Winchester, because without her, there is no Winchester Mystery House. She married into money. She married the son of the founder of Winchester Firearms. He was a treasurer, I believe, at the company.
I think his first name was Wilt, wasn't it? Wilt?
I thought it was William Wirt.
Oh, William Wirt. Wirt. There we go.
So they get married, and then we're talking the 1880s, 1870s, I believe. And they proceed to try to have a child. Child passes away after just a few months. That's like the beginning of just horrible stuff that happens to this lady. The good thing that came out of it for her was she started to really get into architecture. She was in mourning for like a year, they said. So she got into architecture and started learning about the carpentry and stuff.
Okay.
And then in 1880, I believe it is, like her mother passes away. Then her father-in-law, the founder of Winchester Firearms, passes away. And then shortly after that, in 1881, her husband passes away. Like, bam, 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 all within probably like 8 months of each other.
So that alone would bring some
messed
up emotions and everything else that goes along with that. Heavy mourning, to say the least.
And then in 1884, her sister passes away. So like, you know, spiritualism's big in that time. Like, that religion had been founded in New York. A lot of the rich people and educated people were really big into that movement. And she was too. So she had a doctor / spiritualist who said, you should move to California. I don't know if it sounded like when the Beverly Hillbillies were told to move to California, but
that's the place you ought to be.
Right? San Jose, apparently.
Yeah, San Jose. I think that's where the house stands now. So I didn't realize that they got married in a different house. I thought that the Winchester house was there, like they got married and built that house.
No, actually, when they got married, they lived in one of his parents' home because there wasn't enough construction material to build houses at the time.
Because of the war, right?
Yep. And then they build a 20,000 square foot house. You know, why is that thumb thing coming up? You see that?
No.
It's like a thumbs up.
Nope, don't see it.
Anyway, so they build this 20,000 square foot house, and they're not, I don't even know if they got into it. I'm sure they did. It didn't say. But then, you know, father-in-law passed away, mother passed away, and her husband. So she just gives it up to move to California because the doctor thinks the air quality there would be good for her health. You know, it doesn't really get into what she was ailing from.
I don't think that would qualify today, like with all the smog and all that in California. I don't know.
I'm guessing this was a different time in the 1880s.
Apparently so.
She goes to San Jose and ends up purchasing a farmhouse on 45 acres, $12,000, which don't sound like a lot in 2024, but 18,
right?
That's a lot of money. And, you know, she's wealthy because she's got stock in Winchester Firearms. When her mother-in-law eventually passes away, all that lady's stock goes to Sarah Winchester too. And she's smart. She's very educated. And she knew how to invest her money. Like there's, at one point, she was getting like $250,000 a year just from dividends from her stocks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so what'd she do with it?
What'd she do with it?
Esther Mystery House. And not only that, she brought two of her sisters and her niece to California and paid for everything for them for the rest of their lives.
Okay, so as the story goes, Mr. Winchester never saw this house.
No, he passed away before.
Okay. Well, that's something new I didn't know.
And of course, once she gets to the mystery house, like this is where everything kind of starts for her. Like, I can't find any evidence at all, and I'll get into the paranormal stuff in a bit. But I couldn't find any evidence that anything spiritual was happening in a bad way to her in New Hampshire or wherever New Haven is, Connecticut.
Okay.
So it seems like it all happened after she moved to California.
That'll do it.
And so eventually this 8-room farmhouse turns into what you see today, which if you're not on the YouTube podcast and you want to see some of these images, because we got a lot of images today. So if you want to see them, hop over to YouTube. So we'll start with the outside of the house. And it's the weirdest color ever. I wasn't expecting it to look like
I think it's gorgeous. I love it. I love the outside, the looks of it, just the aesthetic. It's kind of got that gothic look to it. I love it.
Do we call that fuchsia?
Whatever. I don't know. But I think it looks cool.
And it's got a nice little fountain out front. Like, it's a nice place. And I can't believe, like, I wonder where the original part of this house was, the 8-room house.
Yeah, I don't know. They built on so much of it. Yeah, I dug up a bunch of stuff about it. It's crazy. I actually called and talked to my stepdad, Jim. Him and my mother went there. I don't know if it was the late 90s or early 2000s. They went and did a tour through the place and spent the day there. He told me all about it. I'll get to that later.
I tell you what, like, I went to their website. They have some cool stuff you can do. It's pricey. I think the cheapest thing I saw was just a normal tour for $42 a person.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was like, that seems pretty cheap. Well, every time I looked up anything, the first thing that popped up was buy your tickets today. $41.99.
I wanted to get the price of going on one of the paranormal investigations with West Coast Taps, but they were sold out, so I can't get you a price for that. They have something called the Spirit Tour, where you get to do a seance and a couple other things in some of the rooms that the normal public doesn't get to go into.
Is that different than what they called the flashlight tour?
Yes. Okay. Yes. A little different than that.
Okay.
All of them cost about $40-some, which considering the price of Waverly, it's not bad.
Well, according to my stepdad, he said that if you go to California, you have to check out this house. Absolutely. It's a must.
I mean, it's crazy.
So.
Like, look at that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it stretches way back to the back. You can see the fuchsia-colored roofs back there. It's not just that you're seeing.
Doesn't it have something like 160 rooms?
Oh, it's ridiculous, yeah. And just the way it was built, there's, you know, stairways to nowhere, doors to nowhere, doors on the ceilings. I'm not sure what she was doing. I mean, there's theories about it. The people that don't believe in the paranormal say, well, she was just big into architecture, so she was trying different things. Yeah, nobody puts a door in the floor. Like, that's nobody.
Well, and I'm going to save it to the end because there's a bunch of naysayers. There's a few. But there was also an earthquake that came along that influenced some of the construction on the house as well.
Yeah, that'd be the San Francisco earthquake. 1906, if I remember right.
Apparently, there was 7 floors to the house prior to the earthquake. And then most of the top floors apparently got destroyed, and she decided against rebuilding them. So now I guess it's only like 3 or 4 floors, something like that.
I mean, it looks, let me find that picture again.
But I do know she has like,
maybe three stories.
I know she has one room. Apparently she has like an octagon room. That's her little, possibly her seance room up on the top floor.
Right.
I believe that's the peak of it, but I haven't seen it. I just heard about it.
I got some pictures of the inside of the house, I believe. Hold on here.
Well, the legend has it that she was doing construction on this house for 38 years, round the clock.
Yep. That's a picture. Oh, Sarah Winchester.
There she is.
Young lady.
Welcome in, Sarah.
And then probably what? Here's an old picture of it. Like, this is probably what you're talking about. Like, that tower.
Okay. There we go. That's probably where that room is at her little hideaway.
I mean, that's just crazy.
Well,
I wonder how much money in today's terms this would cost to build.
According to lore, the 38 years of construction was done to allegedly appease the spirits of those lost to the Winchester rifle bearing her name.
What do you think?
I could go either way on it. There is, to be honest with you, I was wholehearted into it. I totally bought into the whole story until I started reading some of the later things that I found afterwards, which made me kind of raise an eyebrow or two. But for this part of the podcast, I'm in. I'm all in.
This is that door that I always talk about in my live. Like, you just walk out this door and you just done for. You're going to drop.
Oh, okay.
I pray make it smaller here. Hold on. Like, it's not ground level.
Right. From the outside.
Yep.
It's a weird place to have a door.
I mean, if you're trying to hide from spirits, I thought when I heard it, I'm like, you know, I would think spirits would be a little bit smarter than that.
Maybe not. Yeah. I mean, they're ghosts. I mean, they can float, can't they?
And walk through walls, I thought.
Yeah. So what the hell's the difference? I don't know.
I don't know.
Apparently it's Time Magazine's top 10 most haunted houses in America.
It made a lot of lists for most haunted places.
And it's kind of like all the articles that you read are slightly different, you know, which is kind of weird. Like, nobody can get the story straight. But one thing's for sure is both guests and employees of the place both claim that they come across haunted stuff. Like, they experience ghostly apparitions and just, they say they have all three. They've got the trifecta. They've got the residual hauntings that go on. They've got the live spirit ghosts. And then most common is the shadow figures seen throughout the home.
A lot of shadows.
Yeah.
Is there any...
Go ahead. What? By any chance, do you know anything about the Wheelbarrow Man ghost?
I know nothing about the Wheelbarrow Man ghost.
All right. Well, in the grand ballroom and in the chilly basement of the estate, these hauntings involve the famous wheelbarrow ghost. He's either working on the fireplace or pushing a wheelbarrow full of ash or coal. He can be seen all over the place, apparently. And when I come across it, there is a photograph that was taken that they claim is finally proof of the shadow figure / ghost that is in that area, that is in the home. We'll get to that. But I do have a picture of the guy. I think, hang on, let me see if I can get his name here. I think his name was Claude, actually. He used to work on the property. The Wheelbarrow Man, the Wheelbarrow Ghost.
Where do they see him at?
They see him all over the place, apparently.
He's not stuck in one area.
No, he's definitely not. He's seen all over the premises. Apparently, he worked all over the place, mainly on the fireplaces. And what else did I say? Or just pushing his wheelbarrow around area.
What was in the wheelbarrow?
Ash and coal, ash or coal. The usual haunting that they have there is what they call the intelligent hauntings, which everybody knows has a conscience to the spirit, meaning it's intelligent.
They say it's all gentle. There's gentle tugs, how they describe it, on shirts or skirts during tours. That's the most common thing that they get.
So this is happening to tour people.
Oh, it still happens today.
Pesky. He's pulling on skirts.
Yeah.
Catch a lawsuit in these days.
One of the maintenance workers, they call him Denny, reports that one morning after entering the water tower, he heard the pitter-patter of footsteps above. When he went upstairs to look for the trespasser, now the three-story structure was off limits. But the footsteps always seemed to be one step ahead of him, and when he got up there, there was nobody he could find. No one in sight. So that's just one instance. There's so many. Like, everybody that goes there has their own story.
Did your stepdad have a story?
He didn't have a ghostly story, but he did elaborate on some of the things that happen when you go there and what you'll see. I'll get to that later. Just to show you the difference, now they're claiming that shadow figures are the most commonly reported.
Do they know that shadow figures are aliens?
I don't think they know that, Ray.
You should email that article to them.
Yeah, you think they're...
Yep, be like, why is there so many aliens at this
point? Are we mixing podcasts now?
I mean, you got to go back to like episode 2 or 3, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So those... Yeah, we do have an alien episode, guys. Ray likes to pick on me about that one.
Well, I mean, you had that one paper that showed that shadow figures were aliens.
Well, it said that it was a possibility.
Along with gremlins or something. Gargoyle.
Oh, you're talking about the picture. That's right. Yeah, yeah, the picture I showed up. So those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you'll have to go listen to one of the old podcasts if you haven't already.
I think it's episode 3.
Apparently, the shadow figures feel too real to ignore as you go through. They resemble people and are seen roaming around corners, down long hallways, and in windows. There's a guy, a guy that was employed by the house captured a picture of the outside of the house, very similar to the picture that you just showed a little bit ago. And in the center window underneath the left peak, there is something in the window. Now, let's see. I'm going to show it to you because why not?
It is.
And I had to blow it up because I don't know. Right above the statue.
Yeah. So that'd be this window to the, you can see the statue on the big picture. Right.
They're claiming that could be a spirit in the window. I think it could be a reflection, but without digging into it,
I've seen better ones.
Yeah, without digging into it, I would say that's got to be a reflection of something. Although looking at it right now, it does look like head, torso, arm. It does look like a floating apparition. It really does.
Check out the inside of this place. Like, look.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know what to do in here. Is this a library?
I don't know.
It's gorgeous. Look at that organ. I mean, it's gorgeous. I wish I knew how much money this would cost you to build today, because it would probably be crazy.
Oh, probably $1 billion.
There's some of the stairs to nowhere.
Can you imagine that organ playing while you were walking through there at night?
That'd be horrifying.
That'd be just like an old horror movie.
Play that Dracula music.
I was just thinking that too. I was just thinking the old time Dracula.
Great minds.
Mm-hmm.
So we got another one. And the stained glass is just immaculate.
Look at that. Let me blow that up.
Came from.
I gotta blow that up on my side. There we go. Wow. Yeah. Awesome.
They're believed to be made by Tiffany Company.
Of course they are made by Tiffany. Tiffany Windows.
That's just crazy. And then here's the doorway to in the floor. Like,
they put a door in the floor.
Yeah, glass doors too, little French doors. Like, wow. I'm glad there's a balcony around it.
That seems, yeah.
If People are like, oh, she was just building and tearing down because she didn't like it. Like, no, this was strange.
Oop. Okay, well, I have to tell you. Now, there is a naysayer. Now, keep this picture up because this is important. There is a naysayer that says the only reason that there's doorways to nowhere is because it happened after the earthquake and all the structure, part of the structures fell down and got demolished, and she just didn't fix them, which is why you have doorways to nowhere. But this,
where's it going?
This is an interior thing. This isn't something that happened because of the earthquake.
Right.
You don't purpose. You don't put a door, a French door is going into the floor.
I just want to know, was the balcony always there or the railing? Or did they add that later for safety? Because somebody might hurt themselves right here.
I'm willing to bet they did add it later because of all the tours that they have.
I mean, there's no lights back in those days. It took her a while to get electricity and stuff into this house. So you can imagine it was kind of dark at night. You know, just
yeah, well, maybe there is. Hell, it does look like an older railing, though.
Yep, I just turned my own video off.
Oh, hopefully you didn't turn the recording off.
No, this technical difficulty brought to you by Fuki. I had to find JC something to do on this one.
Blame. Yeah. All right. Well,
let's see. We got another one.
I got the actual photograph of the ghost that they saw. This is, you can find it on YouTube under the Winchester Mystery House.
An actual photograph of a ghost. An
actual photograph put up by the Mystery House.
You heard it here first.
Well, you heard it here second after the Mystery House. But anyway, see that black blob there?
Yeah.
That's what they're claiming is the ghost or one of them.
Does it do anything?
No. I didn't watch the video. I just caught a picture of it. But we can always look into that later on. Or look it up yourselves. It's on there. It's easy to find.
Is this what your childhood bedroom looked like?
No. No, not my childhood bedroom. Maybe my great-grandparents' childhood bedroom, possibly.
Oh, they probably lived in huts and stuff.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Here we go. Starting early.
Look at this diagram.
Raymond.
Like, it's kind of a small dining room for as big as the house is. You would expect a little more. Still got a picture on there. Yeah. Is that the end? We're back to this. So,
yeah, everybody's claiming that. And everybody that goes there, I shouldn't say everybody, but there's a lot. The more you dig, the more you're going to find a lot of paranormal investigators that go there, from Zach Bagans all the way down to somebody who just started. You know what I mean? They all go there. And everybody seems to have something happen. Either this is one of the most active houses in America, or the story is so good that people are manifesting their own interactions.
You know who hasn't been there?
This guy.
We got to go.
Well, I'm not going to California without hitting this place. And I'd really like to go to Alcatraz.
I mean, we're going to have to win the lottery to do all that.
I know. Super expensive to do. Well, this one is cheap, but the other one is pretty expensive.
Pretty close to each other. I mean,
I was told that, well, my dad told me that it's only about 15 to 20 minutes away.
Yeah, we could easily get that done in a couple of days.
For sure.
I'd have to spend some time in that big-ass house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Alcatraz isn't small.
Apparently, the company was called the Winchester Repeating Arms Company. That's a long name.
It is a long name. They were in business till the 1930s. And they sold off, and now it's owned by a different company.
But they still sell Winchester rifles.
Yeah, they're licensed gun makers.
Oh, yeah.
The Winchester company, I don't remember what they ended up being. They kept the ammunition part and sold off the gun part.
So this medium that she was talking to, the one that she brought in and caused all the ruckus.
Didn't find any info.
The medium convinced Mrs. Winchester that if the construction was done in her home continuously, noise from the sawing and pounding of the nails would help keep spirits away. So work began on the Fabulous Mansion in 1884 and continued 24 hours a day until her death in 1922. Total cost at $5.5 million in 1922, which, according to inflation calculator, is $80 million in today's money.
Yeah, and that's where we'll have to get into in a little bit, is that whole business. Like, that's what I thought it was before I started really researching it, and I got a different opinion on it. I think there's been a lot of stories added to her life that aren't necessarily accurate.
Yeah, found a lot of that too. But I wanted to get all the popular stories out first before I started throwing shade on some of it.
Right.
I'm going to give our listeners fair opportunity to believe or not to believe.
Like, I wish I could have found information on the actual psychic she supposedly used. But I don't know if you found anything, but I couldn't find a name or nothing.
No, they don't. I couldn't find a name anywhere. She is just the, which kind of makes you wonder if the story is true.
Yeah, but, I'm time now after I did all that research. I'm disappointed is all I can say right now.
Yeah, sometimes too much research can be too much. Too much research done, and it ruins it for you.
Learning is bad for you, everybody. Stay in school.
So let's talk about the Hall of Fires.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Some employees who worked at the mansion for Miss Winchester are said to have stayed on after their deaths. There are footsteps heard shuffling to and from Miss Winchester's room. Her servants, maybe? There's an apparition with black hair who is frequently spotted pushing a wheelbarrow, which we already talked about, the wheelbarrow ghost.
Wow.
Perhaps that laborer is what a present-day worker encountered in the Hall of Fires. So named for, it's called the Hall of Fires because it's got so many fireplaces.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it makes sense. Prior to the mansion's opening for tours, one day the worker was on a ladder. He felt a tap on his shoulder, turned, and no one was there. The worker refocused on his attention on the task, and that's when he felt what seemed like a hand pressing against his back. Still, he was only the only guy in the room.
Did he leave?
But not for long. He skedaddled out of there.
I would have too.
It says he's quoted as saying, "I let that worker take over and finish the job."
Not doing it right. You don't want to piss off the spirits.
Right, right. He had to give up to the senior laborer.
Now, I actually do have some paranormal images from the house.
All right. Well, let's see them. Let's talk about it.
Now, this is on the staircase. Gonna assume, like every other famous place, it's the lady in white. I don't know.
Hang on. Let me take a closer look at this.
Take a gander at that.
All right, now my question is, are we focusing on the white blurry figure on the top of the stairs, or are we focusing on the blackness on the right side of the stairs?
The way it read, the blurriness.
Okay.
I think it's just sunlight coming through the window up there.
Well,
I could be.
What a lot of people don't realize, notice how that light on the left-hand side is much closer to the screen. And not so much in photographs these days, but every time, you know, you watch a baby monitor, and I've seen this debunked, like people will walk past the back of the room when there's something super bright in the front of the room right by the camera. And what it does is it knocks everything out of focus and it makes the person walking through look like a ghost. That's good to know, because there's a lot of videos out there that are just like that. Oh, we saw a ghost walk past. And even in this particular video I was talking about, the kid is standing up in the thing and he's looking at this person walking through. So there's definitely something there. They push it off as a ghost, but then it gets, the guy goes in and he tests the camera and shows himself walking through and he looks just like a ghost.
Debunked.
So, yep.
You want to see the next picture?
Isn't that one of the dumbest words in the world? Debunked. I hate that word. They got to come up with a new one.
What do you want to call it?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm not a fan of the word.
If you're watching live with us on the YouTube episode premiere, put in the chat what you think we should use instead of debunked. Make a name, the word. I don't care. We'll vote.
Yep. There you go. We got to call it something else. Debunked is just, it's back when I was a kid, like bunk was a word that you would say if something's lame.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bunk.
I know how they talked in the 60s.
60s, my ass. I'm talking 80s and early 90s.
I never really thought that deep on the word debunked.
No, really. I'm
up for changing it.
I'm all for debunking things. I'm all for that, but it's just the word itself.
We'll write Mr. Webster, have him change it in the dictionary. All right, you ready for another image?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, okay. It's a little freaky, but I don't know what it is.
So, is that a window or a door? Must be a window. Oh, there's another one. Are we just scrolling? I guess so. Okay. So, whatever it is, it looks small.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, I think it said a child or something, but everything's...
kind of looks like a gerbil's butt.
A gerbil's butt.
Yeah, doesn't it?
I don't know what a gerbil's butt looks like, yo.
I mean, I've never looked at one up close, but I don't know. Or maybe, no, you know what it looks like? It looks like, you ever see Caddyshack? When that little gopher is coming out and he's poking his head around? That's what it looks like to me.
Wow, that is...
Can you see it now that I say it? No? Okay. Well, maybe I'm That's just...
Hilarious. I see it.
Oh, now you see it? Okay. All right.
Like, I can see where they saying it's a person, like your pareidolia is
going. I don't see a person. I don't see a ghost. I see a gopher.
You don't see the two eyes?
Nope.
Like a person with a bonnet on.
Am I? What the hell?
It's a circle.
I don't see it. Right there. I know it's circled, but I don't see it. Once I saw a gopher, that's all I see. That's all I see.
I'd say about that, y'all.
You know, y'all can laugh if you want, but
I'll take a pause for y'all to laugh. All right.
Let's go. All right, that's enough. That's enough.
Now, this is allegedly a kid in the window. Can you see that? Or a mirror, sorry. Like, this one's kind of interesting to me.
I don't know.
Can we try to blow it up more?
Yeah. Okay. Is his head? Okay. Hold on. Yeah.
You got it. Your head, his head and the body, it looks like. But I know of no kids that were in the Winchester Mansion.
Now, is his head like backwards, like all the way back? I'm having a hard time seeing what they're seeing.
You just made this photo 100% more horrifying now you said that. And I realized maybe his head is backwards.
His head's backwards and it's like a real long, like an adult face on a kid body. That's freaky. You see, like, and the nose kind of comes up in a weird way.
Like, to me, he's like this. Straight over to the side, like I'm looking him up.
Oh no, I see the head like back farther than it should be, almost like horizontal to the body.
Hey, but this is a mirror. It looks like, if that was a real kid standing there, you wouldn't be able to see through it like that.
No.
So either somebody's really good with camera tricks.
Oh, okay, now I see what you're seeing. Now I see what you're seeing. Okay, now I see it. It looks like. It looks like a toddler with his head turned to the left.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Now I see it. Now I see it. I see it a different way. It's kind of one of those things where if you look at it long enough. All right. And of course, the old garb. Looks like he's getting some old pajamas.
It's timed, it looks like. I don't know how to explain that one other than it's just something on the mirror. I don't know.
Right.
So this one's supposedly a face looking at you through a doorway.
We're going to have to fire that editor.
I would.
All right, you got to blow that up.
See, now we're going to do it again. Hold on, y'all. Like, it's so pixelated around that doorway.
See, I don't see a damn thing.
There's a face right about there, circling up.
I see. Okay, I see what... That is total pareidolia. There's nothing else to it than that. That is the way the light's hitting the wall. And
so
that's all it is. People want to see a face. So that's why they see one.
I want to see a face. Now, this one is interesting. Tell me that don't look like Sarah Winchester when she was older, standing in the circle. A lady in a big-ass hat, a little heavy.
Huh.
The person that took it claims there was nobody else there besides the dude. Could just be shadow. I mean, it's a crappy photograph. It's a Bigfoot quality.
This is a weird switch. Like, Ray's buying into this stuff, and I'm calling bullshit on almost every one of them.
Yeah, this is... I'm not
this
sure.
This is weird. This is a weird twist.
Let me shrink this down, see if it looks any better. I got it so magnified. I mean, I don't know. It's a weird one.
Got, I don't know. To me, it just looks like a blurry picture.
It does. I wish you could see it on my size of screen. Yours is a lot tinier than mine.
Hey, be nice.
Talking about screen. I think that's the end of the paranormal. Yeah, we're back to the stairs.
Okay. I think the stair one, it just, there's too many questions. There's too many, like, what it could be, what it looked like.
I'm so disappointed that that's the photos I could find for haunted shit going on in the Winchester Mansion.
I thought mine was better with the shadow.
I agree. I was expecting when I hit in Google paranormal evidence from the Winchester house that there was just going to be pages upon pages of shadow figures, stuff like that. Nothing. That's all I found. And yours. If anybody
let me read
private out there and you want to send it, go ahead.
The earthquake happened in 1906. It destroyed San Francisco, also caused serious damage to Miss Winchester's home. In fact, she was trapped in a room until her workers were able to set her free. Deeply shaken by her experience, Mrs. Winchester had the room sealed off. It stayed that way until 2012, when the room was opened and was added to the tours. There's more. On one of those tours, the guide gathered participants in the room to explain the history and point out the objects found inside the room that were there for more than 100 years of being sealed. The guide heard a loud sigh in the hallway. Now, this is kind of neat, actually. I kind of dig this one. The guide heard a loud sigh in the hallway just outside the room. He quickly ran out of the room to go follow it. Sorry, she, but she still didn't see it. Still didn't see anyone. She was expecting to see a body, a leg or behind, so to speak. And then she heard another sigh, and rumor scattered very quickly that perhaps it was Miss Winchester who used that sealed room as refuge from the tourists. And she was disgusted. She was disgusted that they opened the door on her.
As a ghost, she was doing this?
As a ghost, she was sighing. Yes.
Okay.
As, damn it, I was trying to get away from you SOBs, and you opened the door. I don't know.
I could believe they heard a sigh. I don't know who it was.
Apparently, there's a bunch of photographs that people take. That have ghostly apparitions in them.
Well, they need to put more online, because I couldn't find anything.
Right? Their own public relations coordinator reports that he took several photos of the mansion in 2015. Then when he downloaded the photos, he deleted what he didn't need, but one caught his eye in the window of the house. That's Tim O'Day is his name. He spotted something and he's like, was it a shadow? Was it a reflection of a cloud or something else? And that's the picture that I showed you in the beginning. The one with the white thing that I said, it looks like an apparition in the door.
He took
in
that.
The window. Yeah, he took that. That was Tim O'Day. He was the public relations coordinator for the house.
Good job, Tim.
Yep. Visitors to the Winchester Mystery House also report taking photos with strange shapes in the windows. A few even shared their snapshots on Facebook. If you visit all the photos carefully before hitting the delete button, you never know what you might find. So they're saying go to their Winchester Mystery House Facebook page. And apparently that's where a lot of the people are posting them.
I'll have to go check it out.
JC, do your thing.
JC, come on. We need these.
So Oh, apparently she has a fascination. Sarah Winchester has a fascination with the number 13. Did you read about that?
No. Who does?
Apparently every Friday the 13th, the bell of the tower chimes 13 times on the 13th hour, which would be 1 p.m. If you stop by to video the event, remember to check all the video and photos. Careful before deleting. You never know what you might unexpectedly find.
I mean, any good investigator should dip through all their video and photos.
All right.
Carefully.
So now it says, now, and I'm pretty much out of all my evidence. And now I'm to the point where there's people calling BS on it.
Right.
I don't know if you want to cover some more stuff that you found. Otherwise, we can
I think it's time to jump into our personal opinions on the Winchester Mystery House. I'm so disappointed, dude. So disappointed after I did all that research.
Well, you know, I'm still intrigued about it. Like I talked to my stepdad today, and I called him up, and I'm like, "Hey, you guys went to this. You used to rub my nose in it that you went there." I'm like, "Tell me about it. What did you come up with?" And he said that my dad said, he goes, "People don't realize how small of a woman Sarah was, that she couldn't walk very well. So all the stairs in the house are very short." He said they were about 4 inches. So every step. So there was a lot of steps to the staircases.
You know how many people tripped on them steps?
Right.
You can't.
And let's see. Oh, and apparently when he was there, the tour guide told him that that room that she had upstairs that she liked so much, that was up in the tower, apparently the vents from that were what she used to listen to the servants talking shit.
Did hear that.
Yeah, she was spying on the servants, and apparently if they said anything negative or something she didn't like, they were gone the next day. Nah. Like, gone.
Do you do this to your employees?
No, but it makes me kind of want to start somehow. Put like a little microphone in the trucks or something, you know. And she feared all the ghosts. Like, she was afraid of the ghosts. There's no doubt about it. Like, she wasn't friends with any of them. She was deathly afraid. And that's why she kept the construction going, to try to scare them off. And at the same time, she was doing the seances, according to the lore, she was doing the seances to get rid of the evil ones, the bad ones.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, she was big into the spiritual movement, and they did seances as parlor games, you know?
Yeah. But seances, see, if you look up in the research, it says that she did daily seances. And to me, it's hard to do a seance by yourself. And back in those times, you know, if somebody did a seance, it was like a special occasion, you know, like it wasn't like your average Tuesday afternoon seance, you know, like they invited guests and everybody dressed up and, you know, it was a thing. So I find it hard to believe that she actually did it every day. You know what I mean?
I mean, if she did, it was just maybe she herself was a little sensitive.
I mean, there's a difference between a seance and, you know, they didn't have a spirit box back then. You know, they didn't, shit, they barely had Ouija boards, you know, back at that time. So I don't know. Is it possible? Sure. But I don't know. I have my doubts. So you heard about the story about President Roosevelt showing up, right?
I read that it's not true.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. There's two different stories. The one story is President Roosevelt showed up and she wanted nothing to do with him and blocked him out and didn't want anything to do with him, didn't want him there. And that was the end of that story. But the more interesting one that I came across, which seems more real, is when she was expecting President Roosevelt to show up and was excited about it. And then because she wasn't in that part of the building, she didn't hear them knocking on the door and missed them, and they left. And she was so upset that she missed them that she blocked off the whole entrance, never to be used again.
I mean, that's a good story.
So, well, yeah, she felt that it was a bad omen that she missed the president. So she blocked off that whole entrance. To me, that seems way more believable, because anytime something happened in that house, she closed off that whole room, the whole area. She just boarded it up forever. And then she just built another room. So that's not that far-fetched, I don't think.
The biggest problem I had when I was doing research is this comes from the WinchesterHouse.com website. You know, people that are going to know say that she never actually talked about her spirituality in real life. And they say there's nothing to any of those rumors unless all of a sudden they find a big treasure trove of her writings or something. They said she absolutely did not talk about it.
I definitely still want to go to the Winchester Mystery House. I look forward to it. I think it's intriguing. I like to buy into some of the stories. My dad said that it's amazing and that you can't miss it. It was definitely the highlight of his whole vacation. He said when he went many years ago that you can go there, buy one ticket, and spend the whole day there if you want. I don't know if that's the way it is today or not. But anyway, I definitely would love to go out there, and I definitely do believe that that place is haunted.
I think it's been a fun show. I'd love to go there too. I don't know if I'll ever get out to California, but I think we should do a whole show on just kind of our opinion on the myth around Sarah Winchester. So for all you watching, Brandon can't hear me, so I can pretty much say what I want and just let y'all know.
Okay, I can hear a little bit. I can hear bits and pieces.
Yeah, don't worry about him. But anyway.
Technical issues.
Technical issues brought to you by Fuki. Well, I love y'all. Thanks for hanging out with us. See us next week. We can't get into what next week's episode is, so you'll have to wait and find out.
It's going to have to be a secret.
Yep. Peace out, everybody.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming in. Catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.